Welcome to Add Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Hebrews chapter 3. In Hebrews chapter 1, we learn that Jesus was superior to angels. In chapter 2, we learned about the great salvation. Here in chapter 3, we're going to learn that Jesus is greater than Moses. Let's listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Hebrews chapter 3.
Hebrews 3. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting and our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says,
today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said,
today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief.
In 1993, at 38 years old, I read Hebrews 3 and 4 on the same day, and I wrote, Jesus is our apostle and high priest, superior to Moses and Aaron. He was a son, not a servant. Unbelief kept people out of the promised land, Canaan. It will also keep us out of the promised land, too, heaven, a believer's rest. In 2005, at 50 years old, I was still in Thailand. I made a note about the city, Ubon Ratchathani. I read Hebrews chapter 3 that day, and I wrote, Jesus, higher than the lawgiver Moses. People rebelled against God and Moses, so the warning is, don't do the same thing with Jesus. Next I wrote, exhort one another daily so we don't rebel, don't harden our hearts, don't get turned away by sin. It causes rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief. We need to fight against such things daily. How? Sow the word of God between my soul and my spirit and thoughts and intents of my heart. And I was referring to Hebrews 4:12. In 2013, at 58 years old, I read Hebrews from Nashville, Tennessee, on some Gideon assignment there. And I wrote that day, consider Jesus over Moses, because Jesus was before Moses. Moses was a servant of God, but Jesus is family, the Son of God. Even if Moses was a big deal, the people rebelled against him and were punished by not getting to enter the promised land. Don't rebel against Jesus with an evil, unbelieving heart, or you too will fall away from God. Do not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Unbelief will keep us out of heaven. That ends my journal entries on Hebrews chapter 3, so let's take a look at this chapter. In the first verse, the author reminds his audience to consider Jesus. As he considers elevating Jesus above Moses, it appears that this might be a Hebrew or Israeli audience. He says in verse 3, "For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses." To a Jew, that would be almost blasphemy. He describes why we should do this in verse 5. "Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son." So Moses was a servant of God, but Jesus Christ is the Son of God. By saying that, the author might have caused a little rebellious spirit in the hearts of those hearing this message. So he warns them not to do that like their forefathers did. He reminds them of a passage out of Psalm 95, verses 7 through 11. He tells them, "Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of the testing in the wilderness." And in verse 12, he gives them another warning. "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God." He's saying, as we consider Jesus, don't get a hardened heart. Why would he be giving us this kind of warning? Because in his day and in ours, those who do consider Jesus oftentimes rebel and have a hardened, deceitful, unbelieving heart. They end up rejecting the great salvation we read about in chapter 2. So where is your heart when it comes to considering Jesus? If you have a soft heart, knock and it will be open to you. Seek and you will find. But if you have an evil, unbelieving heart, it will lead you to fall away from the living God. The author tells us in verse 13, "Exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." We are to share Christ, if indeed we hold out our original confidence firm to the end. As a practical application, I think this reminds us to be careful of our hearts each and every day. It's easy for our hearts to fall in the deceitfulness of sin. Even as you're listening to this recording in Ad Bible, verse 15 reminds you, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." You may or may not know the stories of the Old Testament, but those who rebelled against Moses, those who rebelled against God in the wilderness, died in the wilderness. They died because of a rebellious heart. They were not allowed to enter the promised land. The author is tying that event with our event of entering heaven. He's saying a rebellious heart caused them not to enter the promised land, and a rebellious heart will cause us not to be able to reach heaven. The concluding verse of this chapter says, "So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief." Chapter 3 of Hebrews is a stern warning against an evil, unbelieving, rebellious, deceitful heart. Those listening who have one will not enter the promised land, will not enter the pearly gates of heaven. So what's our practical application? Soften your heart toward the message of the book of Hebrews and exhort others every day, as long as it is called today, that none may have a hardened heart by the deceitfulness of sin. Thank you for the reminder, Lord, though this is harsh, that we all once had a deceitful, rebellious heart. Holy Spirit, thank you for softening my heart. Thank you for softening many of the hearts of those listening today so that we could receive you as our personal Lord and Savior. May we do what your word says here and exhort others to not have a rebellious, deceitful heart. But if any are listening and still have a hard, evil, deceitful heart, soften it today. Lord Jesus, open their heart to the gospel, the great salvation we discussed in the last chapter. And may all of us hear this word, but not only hear it, be doers of it. May we not just listen to the words we've heard in chapter 3, but act accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen.